Hi, this is Scott Bradshaw. I'd like to share with you a few thoughts I've had over the past couple of days. Never before in history has mankind faced a greater crisis than the one we face today. I'm not talking about famine or war or hunger or disease. I'm talking about a spiritual crisis, a crisis of identity, of understanding, of planetary emergence. We, as a species, are in our teenage years. We're not adults. Nor are we wise beyond our years. We're somewhere between childhood and adulthood, and there's no older, wiser grandparent guiding us along our path. We are alone. And yet, at the very core of our being, we are one. And it is at this juncture, at this very realization coming at us from religion, from philosophy, and from science, that we realize this great truth, that we are one. We are one. Imagine that. Or as someone infinitely more talented than I am once said, imagine. So please do that. Imagine. Imagine a world of unity. Imagine a world of one. Imagine a world where all resources are shared, because it makes no sense not to share. Imagine bridges, not borders. Imagine a world of no fear. And then you will have a world of truth. Not truth, but truth with a capital T. Fear is born of separation, and fear engenders control. It is the primary mechanism of control. It is at its core the means of the adolescent, of the young as they struggle for the wisdom of maturity. Fear is not truth, never was, never will be. Those seeking control use fear, but they do not understand truth. And many even reject the idea and thus embrace the way of the adolescent. Any set of ideas which is based on fear is not founded in truth. It is, from a spiritual perspective, not real. Mankind has indoctrinated himself in the unreal. Examine our institutions, our beliefs, and see which of them, at their core, are founded on fear. It is time for mankind to evaluate our institutions and our isms, from religions to governments to monetary systems to foreign policies to diplomatic relations. Humanity, and I mean all of humanity, not just the currently dominant slice of the Western world, all of humanity must transcend the fear-based dogma that holds back our evolution. This is true not for just the general populace, but for corporate leaders, for government officials, for politicians, military leaders, and for the power elite, as well as for those institutions promoting hatred and terrorism in the name of a greater good. Hatred and terrorism, whether issued by covert resistance to imperialism or by corporate and military interests of the dominant, are never great or good. These institutions and those lurking behind them believe that fear can control and maintain a grip on humanity. This belief is founded on the fundamental assumption that fear is eternal and mankind cannot rise above it. This has until now proven true throughout history. It is easy to assume that fear will continue its dominance over us. Entire models of social control are based on this, and their predictive success is contingent upon it. However, if this dominance ends, the entire fear-based control structure, corporate, government, religious, military, family, all of it, falls apart like a house of cards. For it has never been fear that we've needed, but rather peace. For humanity to survive this crisis, we must understand that all institutions were built by us. We control them. They don't control us. We gave them their power because at their core, these institutions are comprised of people. They are us. The ultimate irony is that we, ourselves, created the institutions that control us with fear, and that we run those same institutions. The eventual collapse of fear through the force of evolution is not a maybe, but rather a certainty. Anyone, From the power elite of the world to the common man, anyone who hitches their wagon to a set of beliefs founded in fear will end up in a ditch they never saw coming. But those who abandon the shackles of fear, who rise above it, will save both themselves and mankind. It is time for humanity to grow up and stop playing out its adolescent dramas on a world stage. Imagine a world free of fear. Imagine living as adults together in peace.